Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Chairman, welcome back. I wanted to start off with something that seems to be minor, but your diligence on this, I think we have to reassure listeners on the integrity issue. You guys are suing Detroit because the poll watcher imbalance is 7-1. In Philadelphia, it seems like it's 500,000-1, but tell us what you're doing.
Well, it's a pretty basic, simple concept when you think about it. The state law says that if you're going to have people working at the polls, you have to have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. That we've seen in Michigan, specifically in Detroit, a 7-1 advantage in terms of the number of Democrats that they hired over the Republicans, despite the fact that we had submitted a list with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, Republicans, that were willing to work on it. So we've seen this in other cities. We filed lawsuits in other cities. Most of those cities have come back and said, hey, you're right, we're sorry, we'll fix it. Detroit, we will hopefully get to that result. But I think it goes to show that we're going to fight on every front when it comes to protecting the ballot and making sure it's going to be easy to vote and hard to cheat.
That's why I brought it up, because there's really big stuff. But to me, that's where the game is going to be won here. We both know it. And Detroit was a particularly bad situation in 2020. So what can you tell us on the debate, where it stands now, your thoughts on what the Harris people are trying to do to change what were agreed upon rules vis-a-vis President Biden?
Well, look, I think if you ever wanted proof that she's not ready for primetime, here is yet another example. The fact that they're saying that she has to be able to sit down at a desk and have a crib sheet with her before she can go out there and debate Donald Trump tells you a lot. I think that, the President Trump agreed to a debate. Kamala Harris was mocking him, telling everybody he's agreed to a debate. He needs to stand up and he needs to accept the debate. Now she's the one who's coming in to try and change the rules on this. It's pretty remarkable. Look, the president wants to have this conversation directly with the American. We saw how well he did in that debate against Joe Biden, knocked him not off the stage, off the ballot. But he won that debate because he was able, over the course of 90 minutes, to very articulately point out what he accomplished when he was the president and what he's going to accomplish when he's the president again. So we really do want these conversations. And I think also it's the only opportunity the American people are likely to get where Kamala Harris is going to stand up for 90 minutes without a teleprompter and without staff handlers and have to articulate her vision and where she stands on all of these issues.
Well, freedom is on the ballot. We knew that. And freedom of speech more so, Chairman. Mark Zuckerberg, pretty big news, admitting finally what we knew. But for him to amplify that, not just about the Hunter Biden laptop, but all the pressure they were trying to exert on Zuckerberg and Facebook. What do we know about that now?
Well, I think it's particularly appalling when you think that the FBI knew that was a real laptop, knew that the information was there. They made up the story about it being disinformation and then went out to all of the social media channels, obviously, including Facebook, and said, you have to suppress this because it's Russian disinformation. They lied, and there has been no accountability whatsoever, either within the administration or anywhere else. And I know Congress is investigating this, which is the only reason that this was brought to light. But it shows you yet again, the Biden-Harris administration has done everything they can to cook the books on the election in 2020 and trying to do it right now into 2024.
Yes, without a doubt. Now, RFK Jr. coming on board, I particularly like what he posted on Twitter, what his idea of MAGA is, a vital, surging forward America. The media tactic, though, essentially, is two-pronged. Let the Hollywood types and Kennedy family savage him. But on the other hand, to dismiss this, now you're a guy that knows close elections and how to win, and they can't be serious. I mean, this has to be just a ploy. Everybody knows, based upon what I'm looking at, that in a place like Pennsylvania, something like this is consequential. It's going to be that tight.
It's a very big deal. when you think about, you know, the fact that he had 4, 5, 6% in all of these battleground states and is coming over and endorsing Donald Trump, the electoral math, you know, maybe we pick up a point, but in a battleground state like Pennsylvania, that is really, really important. But I think even bigger than that, the fact that we have two, because Tulsi Gabbard came out yesterday and endorsed the president, we've got two former Democrats that were running for president at one point in time, have said, I can no longer stand and support the Democratic Party of today. I am, you know, you hear it for generations. People said, oh, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. They left me. Well, now the Democratic Party is so radical and has done so much to really, truly engineer the outcomes that they want in these elections that they tried to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. They kicked Robert F. Kennedy off the ballot. They kicked Tulsi Gabbard off the ballot back in 2016, that they said, enough. We're going to support freedom. Freedom to actually run your campaign and be your type of candidate, and we're with Donald Trump. I think that's really seismic. I think it's a fundamental realignment, and it really has more to do with right versus wrong instead of just right versus left.
Well, Tulsi hitting what I think is going to, I don't know about you, the Trump legacy, there's several major things, but staying out of these unending wars and trying to get out of the ones that were already started that were there forever, that was a seismic shift for Republicans in 2016.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the president has been entirely consistent. He campaigned on it. He did it for 4 years in office. He's campaigning on it again. And I think that he points out correctly that Russia would not have invaded Ukraine on his watch. And the proof for that is the fact that they didn't invade Ukraine on his watch. Israel did not get attacked by Iran on his watch. They've been attacked right now. The fact that this administration has just emboldened Iran to the point where they are full tilt belligerent, funding, you know, people that are attacking us, and we're still not going to back away and put them, you know, back into, you know, a regime that is going to force them, you know, to stop. And China is saber rattling all across, you know, the South Pacific, and look what they're doing with Taiwan right now. So, you know, when America is weak, the world is a far more dangerous place, and we have got to expend resources to defend places that we didn't have to before, because Joe Biden is so weak that he's invited these aggressive actions by Iran and Russia and China.
Absolutely. I'm impressed that you've gotten hundreds of people for Detroit. We want to get those numbers going here in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area. So where do people go that want to volunteer and be trained?
ProtectTheVote.com. And we welcome everybody who is willing to stand up. We have been doing Protect the Vote tour stops all across the country. Laura Trump and I, along with Matt Whitaker, our former acting attorney general, and Pam Bondi, the former attorney general from Pennsylvania. We were just in Virginia last night. We're going to be in California and Montana later this week. And we kicked off our entire tour in Philadelphia over in Bucks County. And so we're going to really continue to push very aggressively. We want to get 100,000 volunteers is what Laura and I said we would do. We're already at 165,000, so we're going to continue to recruit. But you're right. In Philadelphia, yeah, it really, really matters. We need people to sign up.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you. Thanks so much. Great work as always. And anytime, we're here for you. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.